This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, last 4 years strong, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how you can actually start to miss the narcissist while you're still in a relationship with them, 100%. And like, if the relationship is, you know, the dynamic is not as important as, I mean, it can be your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, brother, sister, whatever, you know what I mean? While you're still actively in a relationship with that narcissistic person, you can actually miss them. Because when you're with a narcissist, everybody knows about the love. If you know anything about narcissistic people and things like that, you know that the love bombing, the idealization phase with a narcissist occurs when the narcissist, you know, becomes whoever you want them to be. They give you everything that you want, need, ask for, beg for, plead for, everything. They become like your soulmate, the person that you actually love and care for so much. And, you know, the person you always dreamed of, the person you prayed for, and things like that. Your prayers have been answered with this person, you know. But this is like intimate relationships, y'all. You know, you can't choose your parents. But when that relationship, when that the love bombing phase ends and you see the narcissist for who they really are, who we actually are, like, we are not the person you thought we were. We just aren't. But we showed you who we could be. Narcissist, like, in the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, we show you who we can be, not who we actually are. So we show you the potential that we possess. And a lot of times, a lot of people get caught on the potential. You start to focus on the potential, and you actually start to miss that person while you're actually still in a relationship with them. And like, let me go ahead and preface this by saying, even when you get out of a relationship with a narcissist, it's understandable that you miss that person. It's okay that you miss that person. It just is. You've been with this person for X amount of years, for X amount of time. You just have. Like, yeah, you've been in a relationship for 2, 3, 4 years, 10 years, 20 years. You might have been out of it for a month, 2 months, 6 months. And I still miss them. Why? Because you spent more time in that relationship than you have out of a relationship. You've made memories with this person. You can't erase memories. You can't erase that person, even though I know you want to sometimes. And like, it's absolutely 100% understandable that you miss a narcissist or a toxic person after the relationship ends. But it's also understandable that you actually miss them while you're still with them. You can miss people while you are still with them, because when you're in a relationship with the narcissistic person, with one of us, you'll say it out of your mouth. You open your mouth and say it. Like, you'll say, like, I miss, why can't we, can we go back to the beginning when things were good, when things were perfect, when we were just clicking on all cylinders, when the cheeks were clapping like the loud as a, you know, a church orchestra, a church choir, you know, they were on the rhythm like a church choir. Can we go back to those times, you know, when, you know, the cheeks were clapping like a church choir? That's a new one, y'all. that's a new one. yeah, but that's how it goes, though, because you miss who you thought we were. You miss the potential of who we showed you who we could be. And that's understandable. Like, you can actually miss them while you're still with them. And if you miss them while you are still with them, it hurts. It does hurt, because it's like you're dating or married to or living with a vessel. It's like you see the person, you see the face, you see the hair, the body, the smell, the sense, S-E-N-T-S, the sense, the everything. You see this person there, but behind the scenes, there's no one home. I saw Sam Vaknin, I saw a preview, a 3-minute clip of one of his videos where he said, "With a narcissist, there's no one home, because we are not who we showed you who we are. You know what I mean? 100%. We are not. Like, and you go into it and you keep itching and fighting to get that person back, because you fight for what you miss, right? If you miss a person enough, you'll fight for it, right? If you love a person enough, you'll fight for it, right? But when you are fighting for a narcissist to get back to the beginning of who they were, who you thought they were, that's a losing battle right there. You know what I mean? That's like going to, that's like a civil war within yourself, because a part of you knows that person is gone, but a part of you is still holding on to the memory of that person and misses that person and craves that person and is possibly addicted to that person. You just are. You're trauma bonded. You're not trauma bonded to the vessel. You're trauma bonded to who you thought they were. So it's hard living with somebody like that, because you see that person, they talk, the voice is the same. The voice is like an alien. It really is like an alien. Like, no narcissist or not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not aliens. I'm not an alien being, y'all. You see this face? You see this? I'm a human. I'm a human man. I'm a man. I'm a man, baby. Austin Powers. Shout out Austin Powers. I know that's not what he said, but I'm a man. I remixed it. But you see how that goes, though. Like, it's like dating. It's like you're married to a vessel now. And that angers you sometimes. That angers you. And you get mad at yourself, especially when you are well-versed on narcissistic behavior and narcissistic abuse and treatment, the treatment that narcissists typically, you know, put out there into the environment, into the open. You see it. You see it. You hear it. You smell it. You taste it. But like that person, when you talk to them, the responses aren't the same. The way they look at you isn't the same. The way they touch you isn't the same. The way they smell, it's still probably gonna be the same and things like that. But their reaction to you is no longer the same, because they used to light up when they seen you. Now they go dim. They used to be like, it used to be like this. Oh my goodness. I'm going to talk about a man right here, y'all. Oh my goodness, he sees me. He likes what he sees me. Oh, that's, there it goes. Like the Usher song. There goes my baby. Ooh, girl, look at you. Now it's just like the lights go out. Just like that. You walk into the room and that person dims. They don't light up anymore. That's literally how it goes. And you miss that person. Why wait? Like, y'all, understand. It's understandable that you miss that person. Y'all made memories together. Sometimes y'all have kids together, so the kids look like this person. You know what I mean? The kids look like your wife. The kids look like your husband, so you can't get away from them. You wake up and see a little version of them, you know, and you want the other version, so you hold on to hope. And I see what people, when people see my stuff, and they are actually in that stage where they are missing a narcissist while they are still with them, you see my page and you want to know if you can get that back. You want to know, you start to get hope when you see my stuff. And you actually come to realize that I'm not who I used to be in the beginning of my relationship either. I'm not him. That's not me. I'm who I am now. You know, I've had to work through, you know, struggles of the last 15 years of personal development and therapy and things like that. I know I've been in therapy 4 years. Don't try to, hey, Lee, you say you've been in therapy 4 years, not 15. I said 15 years total of personal development. You know, I caught Lee in a lie. We got him in a lie, y'all. We knew he was a liar. All narcissists lie. Boop, 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 beep, 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 beep. You know, we know. We get it. But you see my stuff, you hold out hope. And I literally open my mouth and tell you, I'm not the same person I was when I was flirting with her on Facebook. You mean, when I was flirting with her on Facebook, when I was, you know, trying to get her to, when I was first meeting her and things like that, when I was enamored with her, when I was obsessed with her. I'm not that same person anymore. And I tell y'all that. But people, they see how I am right now, and y'all would accept that. Y'all would like, I would accept how you doing, what you doing right now. But you can't accept me. Even you have to accept your person, because that person, like, if you're going to stay with that narcissist, that toxic person, and they're not going to therapy, they're not trying to make any kind of discernible, you know, measurable changes, then what? Then you have to accept them for who they are, and that's 100 point blank. Period. That's, you know, that's the type of things that, you know, if you want a direct version of what I just said, go talk to Cluster B Milkshake. She'll put you directly on it. I said Cluster B Milkshake. She'll put you directly onto that, and she'll tell you. She's like, this is who you got. And she'll cuss at you too. She's like, this is who you beeping got. This is him. This is her. You got to accept that person. You can't change them. The only thing you can change and work on is yourself. So is and letting, let's say, sometimes hold, this is what a lot of people don't realize. Sometimes holding on is more painful than letting go. It's like you gotta, you have you all seen that meme where there's a rope tied around that person's hand and the rope is getting so tight that it's cutting off the circulation to that person's hand and it's eating into that person's hand and that person's hand is bleeding because they're holding on to their rope. Holding on is tougher than letting go sometimes, y'all. Sometimes you gotta let go. Let go and let grow. You can't, when you get out of a toxic relationship, you start to glow and you start to grow. And that's the, and that right there is there's proof positive. You go in my comment section on any of my platforms, you'll see people just like, when I got out, I started to glow again. I talked to a young lady yesterday. She said she got out of a relationship. She back, like she was a semester away from graduating from college or whatever, got into a toxic relationship, put everything on hold, got out of a toxic relationship, back in school already. On a weight loss journey, doing her thing again, y'all. You glow up. You start to glow. You start to grow. Sometimes y'all are holding back your own growth by holding onto a toxic relationship. For what gain? What are you gaining? I know you're going to miss them. Missing people hurts. The trauma bond hurts. I understand that. But it's okay to miss them, but it's not okay to hold yourself back and to put yourself down and to take yourself through pain and suffering for this person. I hope this video helps y'all. I hope it wakes everybody. I hope it wakes some people up. I hope it brings you some clarity and some peace. Be blessed. Special prayers. I'll go out to my little cousin, Reggie Hammock, lost his mom early this morning. So rest in peace. Bonnie Tarpley, we love you. We miss you. It's been a beautiful ride. Dewey Cox. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. My podcasters, hit that 5 stars for me. You know what I'm talking about. Love and appreciate y'all. Follow the YouTube if you haven't. I'm thankful for y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.